You don't sound very confident.
Not.
Why?
It didn't work.
Ah! Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Today on Two Blind Squirrels, whatever Faith wants to talk about, and some calls from you.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning.
Right, and
hello,
here we are.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to everybody.
Don't you need to start the week off right?
Start the week off right? We can do that.
All my homies all up in the church, let me teach you how you're supposed to act like a Christian. You see, when you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, then there's a
this is the part of the show where everybody like stands up and starts the week off right doing some Christian calisthenics.
Hands up high.
Jumping jacks.
Hands up high.
We're going to brush, we're going to do jumping jacks, and we're going to praise the Lord at the same time. All right, now everybody, bend down, touch your toes. If you're in the car, that's pretty easy.
Keep your eye on the road, though.
Keep your eye on the road, John. All right. Keep moving.
Come on, Tim. I don't care if you're on the train.
Tap your feet. Everybody, okay, everybody side to side. Now, electric slide. Ready?
Come on, Gracie. I know you can do that. Like this and
like that. There we go. Good job. Good job. Except for you. That was very bad. Okay. All right, here we go. Elbows out.
Hands up high.
Elbows out.
Hands up high.
Come on now.
Elbows out. Hands up high.
Everybody get the blood pumping.
Elbows out. Hands up high. I like a Christian. Hands up high.
Oh, that's enough of that silliness. Okay, we're on with the show.
Isn't that silly to praise the Lord?
I didn't say it was silly to praise the Lord. I just never, we're all acting silly, so.
Oh.
We're supposed to be sober.
Never be.
We are supposed to be. We are called to be sober-minded.
Sober doesn't mean not silly. Sober means self-controlled. Sober means.
Well, we didn't look very self-controlled in all that flying around mess there.
He didn't mean it like that.
No, I think we should just all sit with our hands folded.
Oh yeah, that's why Christianity gets such a bum rap.
Is everybody wearing gray?
I am.
Good. Okay, we should all be wearing gray and black clothing.
I look terrible in gray.
And
I never leave the house in the without with this.
Yeah, you went from looking like the hottest you've ever looked this morning at church. We went to church. I don't mean in an inappropriate way. I just mean you looked beautiful this morning.
Thank you.
You know, your beautiful dress and skirt and blouse with white and just looked just fantastically beautiful. And then you come home and put on a Bar Harbor sweatshirt.
I'm sorry. I got a podcast. I got to be comfortable.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
3-inch heels and...
Yeah, she was beautiful.
I can only take so much of that.
Okay. I would have rubbed your sore feet.
I'm sure you would have.
But
you had a podcast.
Yeah, we had a podcast. So Bar
Harbor. We put you. You are important to us. Look at that. I didn't get my feet rubbed because I am devoted to podcasting.
So the question is in Daniel, right?
Okay.
The question is
I thought
Daniel.
You didn't have anything to talk about. All of a sudden you
funny. You're so funny. Sometimes I just don't. You kill
you said,
me.
You said, you take care of it.
You kill me.
And then, see, I take care of it, and you look at you, and then you start talking about something.
So the question is, in Daniel, you got Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
You
got
to do it in the right order. Shadrach and Benny.
Meshach, Shadrach,
no,
and Benny.
No, it's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Shadrach and Benny, if
Shadrach
you're in VeggieTales.
Shadrach and
terms.
Benny.
Those nasty chocolate bunnies almost took them down.
So, yeah. So back then, you know, Nebi had them all, brought them all together. And
King Neb. I don't ever write it out because it's too long to write.
Just Nebi.
So I write King Neb.
I like to call him Nebi.
You like to call him Nebi?
Sure.
You know why? Because he was a control freak.
Because he'd kill me.
And he was like full of pride and he'd have chopped your head off and thrown you in a million pieces into the lion's den.
He'd have chopped me up slowly. You know what? He probably wasn't a bad king to have mad at you because... If he was mad at you, he'd just kill you.
He just killed you. He didn't, like,
he didn't
stretch
worry about
it
torturing
out or
you,
anything.
Nothing like that.
He got it done quick. But see, he was temper.
He'd get mad. So anyway, back in the day,
he needed counseling.
Back in the day, he had a dream about a statue, and it had a gold head and all these other things going on, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Daniel translated the dream into saying, this is your kingdom, and this is the kingdoms that come after you.
Right.
And he got all full of himself after that. You'd think that that would, and he initially
was
like.
Well, and it was destroyed, that statue.
Yes.
By the way.
And initially, he was all, you know, your Lord is so powerful and you are so wonderful, Daniel. I love you so much.
That lasted for about a minute.
Tear in my eye. And then he got over that and couldn't get over himself.
So he made a big
statue. Because he was pretty much ruler of the entire world and everything. So he made a big statue. And not just the head of gold, but the whole thing of gold.
So it all kind of went to his head, huh?
Yeah.
Basically, oh, it's funny when you do it. Yeah,
basically, despite God. And then, you know, you got, because Daniel had these other three guys, his three little nephew or buddies there that he got appointed to their positions. And mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't about, now Daniel's sitting in the gate during all this. Now, we don't know exactly what.
Daniel's probably out of town.
He was busy. No, it says he was sitting in the gate.
No, it didn't.
Did too?
Uh-uh.
Did?
When?
When all this was going on?
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh. Look it up. You don't think I just come on here and make stuff up?
I do think that, actually.
My goodness.
Daniel 3, right?
You see what you get?
Huh. Let's see. Image of gold in the fiery furnace.
Yep.
So King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 90 feet high and 9 feet wide.
Back up one verse.
Daniel himself... Well, that Daniel himself remained at the royal court.
There you go.
No.
That's where he was, sitting in the gate.
No, honey. Listen.
Honey, we didn't invent chapters.
No, listen to the end.
I mean, God didn't write it in chapters.
Listen to the end of the set. Then the king placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. He made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all of its wise men. Moreover, at Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego administrators over the province of Babylon, while Daniel himself remained at the royal court. That's right. Where he always had already been. He's not there now, because otherwise he'd have been thrown into the fire too. So he was probably gone on some business meeting somewhere.
Said he was in the gate.
No, it didn't. Not during this part.
I'm just because
this
telling
is
you
a new person writing.
King. I'm just telling you what the Bible said.
No, you're not.
You can argue with the Bible all you want. The Bible says
I'm not
he was
arguing
in
with
the
Bible. I'm arguing with you because he wasn't sitting at the gate.
It says he was sitting at the gate.
No, he wasn't.
That's what the Bible said.
He was appointed to be at the royal court, which back then was at the gate, right? But that's right. Not where he was during this part.
Okay.
He wasn't mentioned in this story, so that means he's probably not there. Because so he'd have been thrown in the fire, too, if he'd have been there, because he wouldn't have bowed down.
No, I don't think he bowed down. He was at the gate while they were all in the plane.
No, I don't believe it. I don't think he was there.
And see, here's the other thing. I don't think he bowed.
I disagree.
Okay. You can if you want to.
Thank you.
I don't think he bowed down because... And I don't think that it got told him because the people who told, see, it wasn't like Nebi saw these people not bowing down.
Well, I know the astrologers were jealous.
It was the astronomers who were mad
to climb,
at Daniel.
They were trying
but
to
see,
climb
they couldn't get Daniel.
They were climbing that corporate ladder, see.
They couldn't get Daniel because Daniel was too powerful. Mm-hmm. They couldn't go before the king and start accusing Daniel of stuff because they probably couldn't even get to the king at this point.
They said they went to the king and said, King,
I'm sorry.
He's not paying any attention to you.
Daniel. They probably couldn't get to Daniel. They probably couldn't touch him. You know what I'm saying?
If they
went before the king and said, hey, Daniel's not bowing down, the king would have said, well, you know, that's Daniel. We better bring Daniel in here. And we
have a differing opinion on this, but it doesn't really matter.
But see, the king didn't have any relationship with these three, Meshach, Shadrach, and Benny. He didn't really know these people. These weren't people
Seriously,
he personally
it bothers
knew.
Me that you're not saying them in order.
Just read them out of the Bible,
babe.
This
is an order that has been...
Shadrach, Meshach,
you're saying,
and Benny.
No, you're not saying it in that order.
Verse 48.
I say it in that order. You don't. Every time you say it, you put it out of order.
Okay.
It has to be Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Okay.
You're not saying it in that order.
All righty.
Mr. It came out of the Bible.
Just,
no, it didn't, because that's not what you said.
Daniel himself remained at the royal court. So, while Daniel was at the royal court, out on the plains, all the other people had to go and worship the statue. But these people didn't.
This is not at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. It doesn't matter.
Well, you seem to think it matters because you keep going back to it.
I'm just reading right out of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Now, if your Bible says something different, then just go right ahead. But it doesn't matter to the story. The point of the story... The point of the story is that these three people didn't.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Moving on.
And we were in our Bible study with some men whom I highly respect. This mm-hmm. was our community Bible study we have on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. And kind of what led to the Bible study that's on the forums mm-hmm. that we're doing, the three-minute Bible study, is kind of what led to this. Well, anyway, so I'm at this Bible study, and my purpose at this Bible study, God has told me, is to keep my mouth shut.
That's keep your mouth shut. Hard listen. Thing for Mr. McFadden to do.
You ain't kidding. So I'm not supposed to share what I think or what the Lord has shown me. I'm just supposed to sit there and listen. Well, so I'm sitting there and listening. And there's these older gentlemen in there, and they've been around. They've been around a while. They've been studying the Bible a lot longer than I've been alive. And so I'm kind of, just listening to them, and they're talking to each other. They're sort of debating one another, sort of. And one of them brings up the point that would you have actually done it? Would you have bowed down?
Like crossed your fingers and bowed, you know?
Yeah, basically. They're saying, what difference does it make? We know that it is.
Make a difference.
We know, this guy was saying that we know that it's worship in a heart that matters. And Jesus said, you're supposed to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And this is a direct order from his superior. Couldn't they have they could have just bowed down and worship the Lord in their heart. And
isn't
done
there something in Exodus 25 or something that says, thou shalt not worship any other god before me?
Yep.
And there's something like that? And they're like a commandment? Yep. Isn't that like the first commandment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be why. Anybody bring that up?
No.
Oh. Why didn't you bring that up?
Well, the thought that came to me was, or actually didn't come to me until later, and actually I didn't make it, somebody else made it, was that... this was after class when I was discussing with somebody else. They said, well, this is kind of like, he says, well, can you commit adultery on the outside, but stay faithful to your wife on the inside in your heart?
Yeah. Not so much.
It's all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
And
that's why Shadrach and Abednego didn't bow down, because they had.
And God views worship the other gods as idolatry.
Yes. Well, that's why it's number one.
That's why it's number one. So
and they were nice Jewish boys. They knew those laws.
So sometimes we tend to spiritualize a lot of things, which is a good thing, because Jesus said, my kingdom is not of flesh and blood. My kingdom is of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't forget that means that this, when Jesus says that, it includes the flesh sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not the flesh as we think. We tend to, flesh versus spirit. We tend to live in Paul,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We tend to stick around in Paul, but you got to reconcile that with the rest of the Bible.
Yep.
And not to take anything away from what Paul wrote, we do struggle against flesh, and we do struggle against the old man, and we mm-hmm. do have to put him to death. And the law was never meant, was never given to man to be kept.
No.
It was given to man to glorify God,
mm-hmm.
okay? And to prove the devil wrong when the devil mm-hmm. said, hey, if you eat this fruit, you'll be just like God, tree of knowledge. Mm-hmm. If you have knowledge, you'll be like God. And so the Lord poured out knowledge for us, 66 books of knowledge for mm-hmm. us, and it doesn't do a thing. Except prove to you that the devil was wrong.
That you need
it takes
Jesus.
God
you
to need... save you and to have life, eternal life, not knowledge. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did I get off on that from? So my point is listening to this man, he's talking about this, and I completely disagree with what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? I mean, would you, first of all, would you have bowed down? Or would you have been, or would, knowing
I mean,
that
there's
you
this
be
big old furnace that just built this 90-foot statue sitting over here, and he'd heated it up 7 times hotter, and he was in such a frenzy.
Yes.
That the guards didn't even get to put their good gear on to throw the guys in, and they died.
He died
died
trying to get him in there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how much of a hurt. That's how temper.
So.
I mean, so you got that big furnace standing right there.
I kept my mouth shut. No, I just didn't get
serious. And you're standing there and you're thinking, I could just bow down here. I could get thrown in there. What do I do?
I still believe in God. It doesn't affect how I think or what I believe.
Mm-hmm. But it does.
But it makes a difference to God.
Yeah,
okay.
It
may not make a difference to you. It makes a difference to God.
Mm-hmm.
So when God tells you to do something, or when you read in the Bible that you're supposed to do something, I think it makes a difference. I think that, we tend to say, well, we can still do this and be Christians. We can still do that and be Christians. It's what's in the heart that matters. We don't have to be stoic. We don't have to, we get bound up in, we can tend to think that we're either going to be bound up in legalism
mm-hmm.
or we're going to be bound up. Or we're going to be the opposite of that
mm-hmm.
and be very liberal in our thinking. And we don't want to be legalists.
No.
But it'll be, you know, trapped in that.
That's just as bad as being trapped in liberalism.
You know, where's the truth? The truth is in the middle. The truth is that it matters what you do with your flesh. Because even Paul says that you should abstain from fornication so that you can possess your entire vessel with honor.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters what we do in the flesh. At the same time, only to the point that it does not hinder the spirit. Because, you know, and the spirit is where we should live and walk, but we still have flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Paul says, I struggle to make my entire body a slave.
I struggle
so
to make
that I will not
slave.
Be counted.
Mm-hmm. I run the race.
Yeah, whatever.
So
I won't be
finish.
Disqualified. That's what
so
it is.
So I will not be disqualified at the end when I stand in before the...
So there.
Lord, I don't lose some
That's been building
rewards.
Up inside of me since I... Because the Lord told me I had to sit there and keep my mouth shut. So I did. And I won't
so
bring this up.
So now he's talking about
I won't
it.
Bring this up there. But I had to bring it up here.
Right.
Because I had to get out.
Yeah. So what I loved about that whole lesson, my favorite thing...
Yeah.
...was that it's so cool. Because I'd never read... You know, I've read this story 100 times. I mean, without exaggeration, I bet. Uh-huh. I've heard the story. And I've never looked at the detail... I mean, how deep... You should go back and read Daniel 3, everybody who's listening, and look at the incredible detail how detailed scripture is. And to the great, you know, it was 7 times hotter. The guards died throwing them in there.
Mm-hmm.
They had all their robes on, their turbans on, everything on. They were bound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go in, and, you know, all those things were there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Because once they went in there... The only thing that burned were the ropes that bound them.
Mm-hmm.
There was not, when they stepped out of those flames,
mm-hmm.
they didn't even smell like smoke, okay? Mm-hmm. We have a Mexican restaurant in town. You can't even go into tamales and leave, and for 3 days your coat smells like tamales. You know when somebody's eating at tamales, right?
Right.
They came out of this fire, they didn't even smell like smoke. They weren't singed. They didn't have, there was no, you couldn't even tell they'd been in there.
Right.
And the man, and like the man of God, you know, what did they say? What's the description? How did they describe? I think it was Jesus who was with them, or, you know.
It says
I don't
the
think
son
it was
God.
An angel, the son, a man that shone like the Son of God. Or
well, Nebuchadnezzar confessed.
He saw him like
it came
the son
out of his
God.
Mouth, and I think it was the profession of the Holy Spirit. Look, like a son of a God.
Like a son of God.
And... So, I think it was Christ.
I think it was Jesus standing there with them. But they were walking around. They weren't bound.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking around in the fire. They're free. And so, this is what I took. They're unbound in the fire. I have walked through this all.
So, the only thing that burned up was the ropes that were binding
them. I mean, they weren't tied up. You know, they were free.
So,
and
how
so
does
as
this
we
translate?
Go, as we go through... Are in our daily walk, you know, the Lord says trials are going to come, right? He doesn't say they're not going to come.
Nope.
They're going to come, but he's going to be there with us, standing mm-hmm. there in the fire,
right.
and we're not going to be bound in that trial.
By the very
we
things,
are freed.
By the very things that the freed. World binds us by. Mm-hmm. See, the world binds us
mm-hmm.
and throws us into the furnace, right? And mm-hmm. it's in that furnace, though, that we are free.
Yeah. You
and
determine
that
I'm going to honor God, and I'm going to do what's right, and I'm not going to bow down. You are free to rejoice in that trial because it is working in you, transforming us for that hope of glory.
And in the Bible, the furnace is a symbol of...
Amen.
Amen. In the Bible, the furnace is a symbol of purification.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Purify, you know, the refiner's fire.
So let's bring this home for a minute. So I'm at work the other day, and I'm given a piece of paper. I have to take this class. I've watched this video about diversity and about how no matter what your creed or what your culture or what your ethnicity, yeah, is that you should be accepting and you should not make any decisions based on people's culture, ethnicity. You also should be sensitive to their culture and their ethnicity, as long as it's not Christianity. And you should, realize and be aware of what their things are
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
and that you shouldn't make any decisions or, on this because that's discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw into that sexual orientation.
Yeah, like a moral issue.
Or was it sexual orientation or gender? Or gender, whatever, and it was thrown in as that if you are It was thrown into the same situation. So in other words, if I am a sexist to a woman,
mm-hmm.
or improper, you know, in making sexual advances,
right.
or being degrading to her in a sexual manner because she's a woman, sexual harassment, that's what I'm trying to think. They are equating that with if I make a comment about someone who is transgendered, or in other words, a woman dressed up like a man.
Or somebody who's a homosexual.
Those are the same thing. Now,
they're saying they're the same thing.
The homosexual part was compared with cultural and ethnicity.
And ethnicity. And age. So they're comparing how you feel about whether someone's a homosexual or not with being... withholding it against them that they're 75.
Well, they didn't talk about how you feel about it. What they said was
that
you can't make any decisions based on these things.
That's what they're saying.
Whatever. Can't make any decisions at work, regarding your work, that are based on these things.
But age is something, is a concrete thing. It's not a moral issue.
Right.
How old you are is not moral.
Right.
You know, whether you're Hispanic or black is not moral.
Right.
But homosexuality is moral.
Well, what about culture then? What about somebody who doesn't shake hands because it's not in their culture to do so? They bow.
Well, that's fine.
So if I held out my hand to them, am I insulting them?
Well, you might be, yeah.
Why? I live in America where the culture is to shake hands. My intent is to be open and honest.
Well, but that doesn't mean that... I mean, that, you know, you didn't know.
They are in my culture.
How is that the same thing? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying they gray the line. They take this and they say, okay, you shouldn't make decisions based on somebody's culture or ethnicity. Sure, you shouldn't.
No.
Exactly right. You should not discriminate or be prejudiced towards people for their skin color, mm-mm. or their accent or whatever.
Yeah.
However.
Do not profile people.
What? I would not recommend somebody for a job who could not, for a job in America with my friends. If somebody calls me, they're asking me they're asking for my personal opinion, right? Or not my personal opinion, but my recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So my word is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And they are asking about a particular person that I know does not speak very good English,
okay.
or has an accent that's so thick that I can't understand them some of the time.
Okay.
Or they think. Or when they do talk, they talk in a way that comes across as being abrupt or rude.
Okay.
And, you know, not in a nice, easy manner.
Right.
I'm going to communicate that.
Uh-huh. Just be aware. Yeah. I think they do a great job, but I can't understand them very well.
But there are some communication issues.
Right. But that's not okay to say?
If I'm going to pick somebody for my team, I'm not going to pick somebody who has a communication issue.
Mm-mm.
And I think it's unfair to make me sign a piece of paper that says I can't consider that. Also, but even more, so I think it stops there. I think this gets out of control even there.
Mm-hmm.
But they take it to the next level. That happened years ago.
Right.
I wasn't around to protest that one.
Right.
So now they take it to the next level where you can't do this based on a moral
sexual
issue.
Sexual preference, yeah.
Sexual preference or sexual orientation.
And honestly,
now, does it have anything to do with your job? Probably not. Not in most cases.
It wouldn't matter.
But if I'm going to pick somebody from my team who I know is given over to sin, no matter what that sin is, and I have the choice.
I've gotten in trouble for this before.
I know. I'll probably get in trouble for it again.
Doesn't mean it's not right.
I'm just saying it's not going to not enter my realm of decision making. If I have a choice between somebody I know who's living, you know, by the word of the Lord, basically. And I know their ethics and I know their morality. And I know, even like my boss, who I don't even think he's a Christian, but his work ethic is superb.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a choice between picking from him, mm-hmm. and somebody I know who is given over to sin in some area, and whether it's homosexuality or whether it's gambling or drinking, I'm more likely going to pick the person I know who has the work ethic that's going to help me get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does work ethic contradict homosexuality? Well, it doesn't directly.
No, it doesn't.
But if I have two people with the same work ethic, in other words,
exactly
same work
the
ethic,
same,
and one of them,
same experience, same everything,
and one of them I know to be is openly homosexual, and one of them is not, I'm going to pick the one that is not. Why? Because I know it won't be an issue. Now, let's say I have the same scenario and one of them is a woman.
Doesn't mean you don't like them.
One of them is a womanizer. And one of them is not. I'm going to pick the one who is not.
Right.
Okay. If I, one of them is an alcoholic and one of them is not. Openly alcoholic. Talks about, and I, believe me, I work with people who are. I'm going to pick the one who is not.
Because then it's not an issue.
You can't tell me. I can't do that.
Right. People do it all the time. They just don't talk about it.
I just can't say that I did that.
That's right. That's right.
And so, there you go. So, telling me I have to sign a piece of paper that says I won't consider certain things. Here's the question, and this is where it comes home. Now, I've told you all this, and whether you disagree with me or not, that is not the real question. You may disagree with my approach to this, and that is fine. You can have your own approach to how you handle this the scenario I just laid before you. But here's the real crux of the matter. With my convictions, with the convictions listed as I've said, do I sign the piece of paper or do I not?
I don't think you do.
I don't. I didn't.
I don't think you should.
So far, I haven't gotten in trouble for it. But I may get thrown in the fire soon.
Maybe.
In the furnace. Because,
but you know what? You won't be bound.
I won't
and
be
he,
bound.
And he will be
by a paycheck
you.
Or anything like that.
Hallelujah. We'll be broke.
All right.
We need a faith builder after that.
A faith builder, and we'll close this down for the day. I'm sorry we preached at you on a Monday so hard. You know, maybe tomorrow will be fun. Maybe it won't. I don't never know. It's what the Lord lays upon us.
Okay, ready?
Well, you know, after the show we had last week, where, you know, you completely just, we just, like.
What'd I do?
You caused a scene.
I did not.
In the podcast world, in the podosphere, we were the talk of all podcasting.
Why?
For last week.
Why?
Because of your big weenie comment.
That was completely unintentional.
I understand that.
You just made me blush.
Because. It was out of control.
It was out of control. It was funny.
It was very funny.
It was funny.
Go ahead with your faith builder.
Even the Lord thought it was funny.
I'm sure he did.
But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amen. That's Isaiah 43:1-3.
Amen. Thanks everybody for joining us today.
Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios. And right here is where we would normally play the Roman Road, which we're not going to do today for reasons that I'm not going to disclose. So, however, we would like to have an ending to the show, an ending to the show that reflects our beliefs and values that calls people to righteousness. If you would like to submit something like that, feel free to do so. Create it, write it for us to read, or read it yourself and send it to comments@twoblindsquirrels.com. Thank you and have a wonderful day.